Easter is coming up, and I just can't wait to have the whole family in one place. And of course, what's Easter without an awesome Easter brunch? Now, I don't know about your family, but mine is a little picky, and I really wanted to impress them with something delicious. A friend told me I should check out Total Wine & More. It was crazy! They must have every wine and beer imaginable. I told one of their friendly experts my situation, and they found me just the thing. This sparkling wine is going to be absolutely perfect for brunch, even with my picky family. I know next time I need something, I'm shopping at Total Wine and More.
Blog Talk Radio.
Contra Radio Network presents the Contra Dawn Show with your host, Dawn Appleberg.
Alrighty, people, it looks like due to technical difficulties that literally just happened 3 seconds ago, even though I did a sound check, I'm going to be a caller on my own show. So, welcome to Contra Dawn, the very first one in history, and I'm hoping I will not be meandering too much. Basically, what we want to do on the show is kind of reintroduce the genteel without having to worry about you keeping your name. So, a couple of things we're going to do is take enough people. We're going to have a different hat. He said, she said, or left versus right. We haven't named it yet, so come up with a great name. You get a free sticker or something. Basically, it's going to be where we bring up a controversial political topic, and we're going to have individuals call in. They're going to discuss it. The rules are simple. No personal attack. You must be able to cite your sources and references, and you must be able to logically and maturely discuss the actual debate topic without meandering. If you break any one of those three, you are out of the tournament. At the end of the month, those who still are there, we're going to give a really good topic to.
Say that one more time. Sorry, I missed that last bit. I was inhaling my tongue, apparently. You're cutting out to me. I can't hear you.
Who's going to get a certificate of some sort? Either going to be, or it's going to be, you know, it could be a car wash, could be a masseuse, it could be free dog food. I don't know at this point. We're still putting that together, depending on what the public determines they want. Today's show is to introduce me and Julie and let you know who we are. Julie, my soon to be terminal friend from the sound of it. Sounds like she's sick. runs her own radio show called Ladies of the Watch, and we're both on Contra Radio Network by John Jeffers. Shout out, you will hear us plugging that just completely throughout our show, simply because this man is really the one who's footing the bill, taking care of us, getting us the shots, and letting us run with it without a safety net. Now, that's pretty scary for this man. Anyway.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a quick question.
Sure.
Did you start the show? Because we can't hear you through the internet. I can hear you over the phone, but Gary in the chat room says he can't hear, and I cannot hear you either.
Yeah, I'm on.
Okay.
I'm on. I don't know why it's not working.
I can hear you on the phone. Well, keep going.
Yes,
if nothing else, it's taping, and then
it's recording.
Okay, well,
it's
then
recording.
We can boot it. All right.
Okay. Yeah, let's hope.
While you're doing that, I'm going to go to John and see if he has any suggestions. I'll be back, okay? You keep talking.
Sure. Sure. Okay. And, you know, hey, it's our first one. We had a foot with egg on our face, but it
would be
good for everybody else.
Why would it be any different than Ladies of the Watch?
Of course.
My question.
Ladies of the Watch is run by Julie, and that it's a prepping show. Basically, everything we discussed is prepping, but we started talking politics, and that's when John asked me if I wanted to do my own show with politics. So that's what we're doing. Okay. Today we are going to be discussing two critical elements of what everybody's talking about, but nobody understands. We're going to be talking about the Health Care Act, is to you, what is actually going on, and where it could potentially go for us, and why. The number one question on everybody's brain, why hasn't something been put in place as of yet, and why are they keep on limping along with these attacks or attachments or adjustments to something that we know is a failed dinosaur? So, that's the first topic of today. The Affordable Health Care Act, everybody knows, is Obamacare. Simply put, most understand at this point now, a guarantee to medical. It is a guarantee that every American out there should have access to affordable health care. And the way we're set up a nation now happens to be insurance is the way to go. We are not on a cash-based business anymore. It's capitalism in our country. We know this, and unfortunately, the side effect of that, skyrocketing medical costs. Aspirin bag, when it is marketed to a hospital, can cost about $1. Your insurance bill is a $50 pack. That's the bottom line. So, we have been monkeying around with the idea of an affordable health care act since the 70s. A lot of people don't know that. It keeps on being brought up and shut down, mainly because nobody could figure out how to go ahead and get the government arena and the civilian arena to agree on what was necessary. In comes the Obama era, and they came up with the ACA. This went from a streamlined process that was turned down, by the way, by all the Republicans because they were not sure about so many of the riders, that after it was voted on and after we had it approved by the Senate, which, by the way, should not have been able to overturn the Congress because this actually was dealing with finances and budget, changed 10 times. Unconstitutionally,
well,
by the way.
Wasn't the book like 4,000 pages or something like that and nobody could read it anyway?
Well, that was the beginning. By the time they were done, it was over 6,000 pages.
Wow.
Okay, so we got stuck with this huge monstrosity, conceived knee-jerk reactions so that everybody could be covered. Now, for us to explain how this works for everyone, I'm going to make it very easy. You walk into a coffee shop and you want a cup of coffee. The lady behind the counter says, that'll be $450, please. You say, I don't want a cup of coffee that costs $450. All I want is a plain black cup of coffee. Should be, what, $4 or $5? No, no. It's $150. Oh, and we can't give it to you plain. You have to take milk. You've got to take sugar. You've got to take a straw, a cup holder. You have to take the placard. You have to go ahead and take a napkin. We also have to toss in there safety lids. Well, lady, I was just planning on drinking a cup of coffee in this store. I only need $5 for the coffee. Well, no, because now we're going to have to go ahead and charge you for this other lady's cup of coffee over here for $450, but she can't afford it. So we're going to have you help pay for her cup of coffee. So now yours is $450. And now you're going to be paying an extra $50 on her cup of coffee. Now, wait a minute. Why don't I just go ahead and say, this doesn't work for me. I'm walking down the street. I'm getting myself another cup of coffee. I'm sure it's going to be cheaper. Now, hold up there, son. You go to the store without buying the cup of coffee, we're going to charge you $1,200. So you're going to charge me $1,200. To not drink in your store. Well, of course. Well, I don't understand. Well, because we are now covering multiple individuals who cannot handle the price of the coffee. And some of them, and project coffee. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and make sure that their allergic reaction to coffee we're forcing them drink is a bypass. So that, in a nutshell, people, is what the ACA came down to. However, the hidden niceties in this that a lot of people were not aware of. Now, they've heard sound bites. But let's be real. Unless you're a regulation nut like I am, some pages, and read it line by line, which cross-references, it's just not going to happen. Basically, some of the slid-in writers, which had nothing to do with your health provision, were such things as experimental chipping or a theory. Now we're talking mainstream. On gender and prenatal care to find out if you want to based upon gender or based upon if there's type of thing, but preventative birth. That thing that was talking birth control for everyone, because it was one of those things that was being cried about, to include birth control for my 80-year-old mother, who doesn't want it, but it is not being penalized because she doesn't get a read on birth control. The plan, but so they were dropped. They were then reintroduced on a case by case, and they were reintroduced at
you're cutting in and out
part,
again.
Meet people. Oh, am I?
Yeah.
The final
just a
part,
bit
you know what I need to do? I'm landline for this. Okay. So the final part that a lot of people did not realize, this was never meant to be for you to have infants. The language that was written into the ACA Act was spun directly to Medicare, a single-payer system. It was written in with a moratorium on insurance individual providers to have them the platform and eventually either convert into a single-payer system or go out of business. That is what we were stuck with in an ugly nutshell.
And there was an ulterior motive for that. I remember reading it a while ago. I can't remember what it was, but it wasn't, the premise wasn't to give everybody health care. The premise was to go into a national or governmental run health care system like they have
Correct.
In Europe, I believe.
It was a frontliner for socialism.
Right.
You get enough people on the government dole, you cannot reverse it without breaking the economy. Too many people on the government dole, you break the economy, you're forcing more onto it. It is right out of Cloud Pivot, okay? So, a nation goes red. Doesn't matter if you voted for him because you were pissed at Hillary. It doesn't matter if you voted for him because you actually agreed with him. Trump won, not because he's a Republican, people, but because he represented what millions of Americans were screaming that they wanted. First thing that he said is he health care with the program. When they came back, they didn't have health care reform. They had a Band-Aid. And everybody lost it. Rand Paul was sitting up there, Paul Ryan was sitting up there saying, this is what we need, people. Once more trying to play a very safe net. I knew what he was going to put out there eventually, simply because of who the man is. He's a politician right down to his DNA. He wasn't going to do anything radical. He was going to go ahead and supplement enough that it looked like change. he has lived off of this type of success. It backfires huge. A lot of people are screaming now, why don't we have health reform? What are you doing, huh? I'll tell you what he's doing. If anybody has read his books or followed his business acumen, you'll find that he'll take as he uses. Comes in and he starts quietly taking names and noticing who the infractors are, who are resisting, who are those who are going to be bad for the bottom dollar. During that time frame, he was laughed at, mocked. I mean, I think we all remember the presidential run, right? Obama roasted him. Everybody roasted him. And then, when it's time, once he's filled out his dossier, he strikes with a surgeon's scalpel. This health care reform act that we're looking for, people, we've only been in 3 months. It's only been the first quarter, okay? What he has done is he has used it to ferret out those who he knows now he cannot rely on or are going to resist him or he knows he has to watch carefully. There are two ways that this is going to turn out. One, complete annihilation of the ACA Act. Shut it down, save us trillions of dollars. The free fall at that point is there's going to be a lot of people panicking when it comes to private insurance until they wake up and realize they already have their private insurance. Wait, I'm not losing my insurance. You're right. Others, well, we won't be able to afford insurance. I'm on Medicaid. Okay, for now, still on Medicaid. The only thing that happens is the dissolving of the ACA. Will eventually phase out a lot of individuals on Medicaid and Medicare who should not be on it due to poverty level increases that were done over the last 8 years. Poverty level could be reduced once more. The prevailing wage, guys, just mean your song song. Anyway, so, those above that, a lot of people are perceiving at this point in the business world, they're going to be removing the business requirement for them to provide insurance for you unless they want to, going more personal. Then it's you. Is once more looking at it from a smaller scale of the larger picture. They're working at the Dell that she works at. The company is offering our health care. Julie doesn't need the same health care I do. So why should I be forced to buy a plan that doesn't work for me or that doesn't work for her? So one of the things that we're looking at is a very real possibility of employees no longer having to be responsible for health care, making it more diverse for personal plans. The other thing that we're seeing is a second target when it comes to this whole health care. Black hole that we like to skirt around, look at, acknowledge it there, but we really haven't seen anybody doing anything about it because he fell away from being patriotic. Have had an all or and the all program, let's be real people, sucked. The VA has not the numbers and the percentages required to sustain the veterans we have at this point. We were promised when we went to war in 2001, okay, even further back, but I remember 2001 for sure, we asked to have a health care system that our veterans were able to rely on. What it came back to was a pre-communist Russian program. They were supposed to have no more than 30 days of waiting for an appointment, no more than. And yet we've got veterans out there who have waited 2 to 3 years for basic health. Now, these are the ones who have retired or have been disabled by war to the point that they're authorized to use the VA. There are thousands of veterans out there who fall below the 90% mark. And while they're authorized to use the VA for certain things...
You have another caller. I don't know if it's shown up on your deal. He's yelling at you in the chat room to pick up the phone.
Got it. All right,
there
caller. How are you doing? Who's there? Kilroy. And we have a guest. Awesome. I've got people. Yay! So.
It's about time.
Conrad.
The call.
Sorry. Anyway, so far, anybody have any pros, cons, yes, no's, boos, hisses? Is everything going okay with the show so far?
Well,
it's
you keep fading
in
and out
for
on
me.
Occasion. Yeah.
I think what I'm going to do
also.
Is for next week, or actually for tomorrow, we're going to try it. I'm putting in a landline. So I'll be calling in a landline instead of a cell phone. So that should remedy the fading in and out.
Or you could just get headphones and a boom mic and plug it into your USB. That would work.
I tried
that. Set up before the show. It crunked out on me.
Yeah, me too.
I was talking to you, John, with my headset, and then it counted down and it went dark.
Really?
So, yep. Yeah, so we're going to go ahead and I'm going to get that fixed. I actually am getting an upgraded headset. I'm getting a landline. We'll get this taken care of.
Yeah.
As long as the
initial
one can still be heard, I'm okay with those technical difficulties today. Make
that
sense?
That could work. It's
cool.
The first show. You're going to have some bugs to work out. It's all right.
Yeah, well,
thanks for your support, guys.
With
so
all
far,
of
I haven't had any...
Go ahead with your show. We're listening.
Going back to what I was saying, that was if you could be asking. If you were one of those veterans who did not qualify for VA services for whatever reason, i.e., wonderful example, we had a soldier, shall remain unnamed, for deploying in 2008. When he went forward, he was diagnosed with brain cancer. They sent him home, terminated his orders, and sent him on his way. Now, there's all kinds of illegal with that situation. However, going back to the whole basic concept of this, the VA refused to treat him for his brain cancer because it wasn't combat-related and it wasn't military-related, even though it was diagnosed while he was in the military. The military refused to deal with him because, even though he'd been mobilized and put on long-term orders, they terminated his orders unconstitutionally. Well, actually, illegally, because the Constitution doesn't cover soldiers. So I fought with a group of wonderful individuals. I fought for months. Annie DeAndre took this one by the teeth and ran like a bull with it. We finally got him taken care of. How many soldiers are there don't have that type of liaison capability? So these guys fall by the wayside. Some are lucky. Some end up with decent jobs, decent insurance. A growing number of our soldiers out there are ending up on the street, homeless, mental issues, drug addiction based upon what was done when they were in and then cut off cold turkey because their orders ended. Suicides, we know all the bad things, the dark things that occur. And one of the things that Trump said is that he was not going to allow this to happen anymore. Little known fact, 3 weeks after Donald Trump was sworn in, you started hearing vets saying, I'm getting seen. Literally. Individuals that I talked to who had been waiting for up to 2 years to get their rating. Rating for civilians happens to be when you get out, the VA rates what your level of handicap or disability is. waiting for 2 years plus. All of a sudden, they're being popping out. My personal opinion, I think the VA was running scared because they knew that they are now under a real hard scrutiny by an individual who actually does care. Then Donald Trump put a wonderful man in charge, and he has started shaking the tree. We're still seeing some bad things. I understand that. But I wanted to go ahead and relate to you some of the good things that are coming out of this administration for our veterans, because oftentimes our vets do not hear about these. We have a website. It's the Veterans Affairs website. You can actually look for it yourself. Stand by. And when you go into it, it lists the breakout of the budget and what they have done, okay? $10 billion in emergency spending to assist veterans to get outside help if the VA cannot see them. So you send in earlier, let's look at the same soldier, sends in, he's waiting after the 30 days by law that he's supposed to see you by. Now he's waiting, and it's expiration, the VA has to turn around and allow him to see a civilian. Speculation in this bill, because it hasn't been voted on yet, people, that's why I say speculation, but it looks like it's going to have a high approval rating, is that they're going to go ahead and wean off the VA multiple services and allow veterans to have more access to civilian doctors. Talking to a friend of mine, it works at the D.C. level. One of the things that he's heard rumor control on, the scuttlebutt, is if they go ahead and cut from the VA the basics, routine prescriptions, headaches, fevers, nausea, pregnancy, broken arms, leg type of thing, and pare it down to specific combat triage scenarios, PTSD, suicide, amputees, this type of thing. The rest of the situations, as it were, should be treated by the doctor. Only challenge we have on that is how are these civilian doctors going to be once they sniff out the fact the VA board. There needs to be a cap. There needs to be in place before they can vote on this, and the reason it hasn't been voted on, there needs to be in place something to stop American, or not American, sorry, the civilian doctor saying, you're a vet, okay, so we've seen it throughout history. We know this when it comes to this type of stuff. $800 for a toilet seat, let's be real, folks. So, we are looking at good things for the VA and the health care. Where this dovetails in is that the ACA Act, which we can go ahead and say the Bye-Bye Act at this point, the health care reform that's coming is going to mesh with the veterans, not as a side of the veterans. But right now, including a lot of vets, I had this question come up a lot when it comes to taxes. Hey, I got this letter. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with it. Veterans were exempted from the ACA and mass, as long as it was an honorable discharge. You're covered by the VA. That doesn't mean you were. As a VA. And the VA sent out a letter saying, you don't have to worry about insurance. So exempted them. One of the things that Trump wants to do is he wants to pull the veterans into the affordable care that's necessary so they're taken care of as well, especially due to the unique situation. Another dark was our first responders. They were taken care of. Real good benefits. Everybody knows that. One of the challenges they had, however, is that they were locked into government, right? John doesn't need mammograms. I don't.
Yes, I do. I need mammograms.
I was trying to say something there.
I want to say something so bad, but I'm not going to. We call
other
women.
Let's put it this way. Okay.
That's right.
I'll take your next turn and cough. We'll see what happens. How's that?
I'm trying to help.
Okay, so what it does, though, is it pretty much pulls everybody in. Now, the last part of this
Here we go. We call them movies, male.
And you know,
I need the man, bro.
Little squirrel here. You know what we should do is I really think that men who light of mammograms should go sit in the vice for about 10 minutes. And then don't move. Seriously.
Sit in the vice.
I guarantee you, you're probably going to assault somebody by the time they're done. So going back to this, one of the last parts of the Health Care Act that we don't talk about, I kind of touched on a little bit, was Medicaid, Medicare scenario. One of the things that's also a challenge is the all or nothing situation. I was in the military. My kids were covered in the military. But the doctors had the right to say whether or not they could get braces. You know, it was military based, so whatever they decided. The lady across the street from us had a great kid. He went into the military himself. Well, kudos to him. He straightened up real well. But he had braces, orthodontist appointments taken care of, bleaching taken care of. He had bonding done in his mouth, which is where they straighten out the teeth so they look all pearly cute. But most of it is cosmetic, all on uramidine. Because if you qualify and the doctor says go for it, if you're on Medicare or Medicaid, the sky's the limit on what you're allowed to have versus one of us civilians who is on a standard insurance, and now we've got to fight that boar to go ahead and get what we need done. So these are some of the questions that must be answered and addressed hopefully before we're going to see a full repeal and replace. So the next time you have somebody out there screaming at Trump because we haven't seen anything, I want you to imagine in your head having that same idiot screaming at a truck saying you don't understand why you can't pick it up and move it to get it out of the way for the traffic jam. So, explanation?
I got news.
Go for it.
I got notified today, this evening, by gab.ai. I use that instead of Twitter. I can't stand Twitter. But Gab AI, I love. They don't censor anybody. I just got a message that the 45th president is now following CRN on Gab.
Nice. That must be yours, John.
You know,
awesome.
True.
Nice. That is fantastic. That really is. You know what? Shout out. We're going to have to use his name more so, you know, he kind of wants to follow us more.
Secret Service.
So, okay, does anybody have any questions at this point in the chat room or on the phones? Does anybody have any questions about the ACA, the veterans' potential? I'm going to be posting up on my radio show page that I'm going to be making. I'm going to post up the links that you can go and read in layman's terms for the veterans, the benefits that are coming your way, and how you can actually do some tricks of the trade so that you can get them, for instance, seeing a civilian. I'm also going to go ahead and put out a 7-point plan for veterans so they know the right advocacy to take and the way to circumvent. And I don't mean circumvent illegally. I mean circumvent the red tape legally to get the help they need. And a timeline of when we can possibly see these new laws going into play. So if anybody has any specific questions, if you're there in the chat room or if you're listening in on the radio right now, let me know. And if not, you can go ahead and post your question on the Contra Dawn website that will be going up tonight. Any other questions at this point from anybody else?
Not for me.
All righty.
Julie disappeared from the chat room.
Wait, we got people calling in. Wow. Hi, guys. Now, do you have any questions?
Hi, no, it's Mike from New York, Kilroy. I just thought I'd call in and do it this way. What you doing?
Hi.
Hi. I figured that way you might have a cleaner connection because you were fading in and out. I think the Russians were hacking your feed.
Well, we found this out while we're doing Ladies of the Watch, and that is that I live in suburbia at the corner of three military installations that rely heavily on satellite as well as airfield.
Yep.
So I literally can move my foot and you will not hear me. If I step back, we got a clear signal, but it depends on which radar is going off.
Yeah. Yeah, it interferes with
landline everything. Goes in for tomorrow.
Well, that's good. That'll clear it up a lot. But no, I'm glad just listening in on you and because of what I do for a living, it's a topic that hits home. I mean, I've seen since 9/11 here in New York, I've seen how it's affected thousands of troops, and because we're government contractors and I feed soldiers, and it got worse under Obama where they were rotating guys out. There was one guy I knew that was in the Navy and then was in the National Guard. I think he'd served like 10 years, 11 years in the National Guard, but he was prior service. He was in the Navy, but they found out that years ago, I mean, 13, 14 years earlier, he had back surgery. They used that as an excuse to get him out of the military, and they bum rushed him out. They don't want to hear it. No med board, no nothing. They just, there you go. Okay. Yep. See you later. Thank you. That was when Obama just wanted cuts. They didn't care. They didn't want to hear it. Nothing. And guys that got home from after serving overseas, if they had an issue overseas, it was almost like they drummed them out so fast that now they're not eligible for any VA benefits or anything else, and they've got to fight for them afterwards. So I've seen it firsthand. I've seen it, and it's a shame. And also the weapons of mass destruction BS. If our guys in New York found it, the New York Times did an article on it on one facility that was up near Balad, and it was a chemical weapons depot, weapons of mass destruction. They had bunkers that were full of it, and I was behind the mess hall, and I'm talking to a bunch of the guys. They said, we cracked open the doors of some of these things, and they said they were full of shells, you name it, aerial bombs, everything, chemical weapons, and a lot of them were leaking. And they said they came to us. They had collected all of our cell phones. They went through to make sure we didn't take any pictures of it. They didn't want us to discuss it, nothing. And then we had to watch the perimeter, make sure that Ahmed didn't get his hands on that stuff. And they continuously tried. But what did the media say? The media said it never existed. It existed. But now I'm seeing here in New York, some of our guys are dying from that stuff. That they're coming down with weird forms of leukemia and all sorts of other stuff that at their age they shouldn't be having.
I think one of the saddest things that I've heard recently was the fact that Army Sergeant John Marshall, I don't know if everybody here knows who that is, but he is the one that was fighting for the veterans' rights. They were the ones that were at the burn pits for the chemicals.
Yep.
And he had cancer, and he was fighting the VA, saying that, yes, it was military-induced. It was part of his job, and it was one of the risks that came into it. He has recently passed, and he did not receive VA care.
Right.
So I'm well aware, and I understand completely your anger on that.
We have a new one that just came out that they're really pushing. It's of Fort Dix. Anybody that was ever up in Fort Dix, did you see the test that just came out? No, you proved it.
Fort Dix is one. Fort Benning is under fire, and Fort Benning was under fire because of U.S. Army. What the frick?
Yeah.
WTF? They have exposed
not chemical
lot,
weapons.
Yeah.
It was chemicals from they were using to put out fire. You know the foam that they use for putting out fires.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently it's all over the water supply up there. And the government doesn't want to talk about it. And they've known about it. I mean, the Marines have the same issue going on with guys that were exposed to all sorts of chemicals down Guantanamo. And, you know, they don't want to hear it.
29 bombs, didn't they?
Yeah, no, I don't know about 29 bombs. I think down at Guantanamo over here on this side, they've got a serious problem with the water supply being contaminated. But, you know, the government attitude is give it enough time, maybe these guys will pass on, and we just won't have to deal with it. That's their solution to everything. Time. Drag your feet. Time.
You know? Now, one of the things that a lot of people thought was really wonderful for what they're doing, and they just loved him for this because they didn't have.
Would you go, Donna?
Cut out again?
I don't know. She might have.
I'm right here.
I think she cut out. Oh, okay.
I was a VA nurse. I was a nurse for a long time, and the VA hospital and trying to get the meds and the treatments and stuff, it was a nightmare. When they came in and they put down that they had VA, we knew it was going to suck. So, as a nurse, you got to plan way ahead for VA. I got to plan ahead. They're going to run out of their meds in 3 weeks. I got to apply for them now. And they will say, well, they're not going to run out of their meds for 3 weeks. And I'll say, yeah, but it's going to take me a month to get your meds, you know. And if you can get a hold of them, if you can contact them, it was always convoluted in the way you had to get order the meds and do that. And the treatments that they authorized were just problematical. It was, you had to be very, very creative to deal with the VA and get your guys covered. That was a nightmare.
Am I back, guys?
And what?
I heard you. Please. All right,
thank you.
Yeah, I put the link in the chat room for the thing on Fort Dix.
Okay, just a second.
Yes, he did. Red Dirt Walker is in the chat room.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, cool. 29 Palms, what I was saying, 29 Palms got deemed for poor water supply. So we've got a couple of bases and posts that are popping up now where people are looking at this saying, yeah, we saw the meme, we thought it was a joke. And it's turning out, no, our soldiers have really been, that's what I was talking about. Okay. President Obama came out and he said our Vietnam era veterans have not been taken care of. I want every case open from Vietnam forward. I want them looked at. I want them audited. And they are to have preference. And a lot of people cheered. They really did. They thought it was an awesome thing for him to do. They did not understand the repercussions. We were in the middle of a war. Whether they called it that or not, hundreds, if not thousands of soldiers were being shipped across the world to different locations for wounded warrior, triage, surgery, and then they were being sent out to the civilian sector for the VA to pick up. But they were told they did not have precedence. So a 21-year-old who lost his leg had to wait for them to go through cases of dead Vietnam soldiers before he could be treated. It was a complete cluster. That's another thing that's being streamlined in. So when we're talking about the affordable...
Hey, Dawn, you got a question.
I'm sorry.
Question in the chat room.
I have a VA question. Does anyone know what the difference is between how the VA is managed versus Medicare?
Okay. With Medicare, once you reach... Medicare has multiple parts, Part A, B, C, D. We all know this. They deal with specific things such as age or... you know, your Social Security level, this type of thing. The VA there's this triage based on your percentage of your disability. 10% really.
Yes.
So yeah. Hopefully you get through.
Hey, Dawn, step back.
I can't hear either.
It's all right. She probably, you know, so we'll have to work out the bugs. So this is her first show. We'll work out the bugs. Red Dirt Walker says he has
a VA
question. There she is. There she is. Okay, go ahead with your explanation.
I was reading your question. They are both right. But the thing is, and our money pits. I'm going to put that out there, okay? They're both money pits. They're both money pits, basically. I mean, money is the biggest here. I will have a hard line tomorrow. I even have the phone. So, I think we're going to do the technical difficulties at this one. Let's see, how far are we into this? Okay, for about
another 20 minutes. We didn't hear the answer to the question.
Oh, answer to the question?
Yeah, the difference between the VA and Medicare.
The difference between them is one is
I think the NSA is deliberately interfering with this question, with this answer. Okay, she's typing it out on the in the chat room, and that's okay. That's where the question came from, so that's all right.
VA is run on percentages. Can you hear me now?
Do what?
The VA is run on percentages. If you're 10%, 20%, 30% disabled from the VA, only for very specific things. Above 30% to 80%. Other things. 90%, still more. Basically, it's based upon a percentage of disability. And our Social Security defense, and you hear that.
I think somebody has the consumption. Who has the consumption?
What consumption?
Tuberculosis.
I was muted. Oh, I don't know. That's not me.
We're going to have to say something about this.
It's me. I'm looking at the sky through my roof every night. I have consumption.
You have the consumption?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Okay, can you guys hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're talking percentage for the VA. You're talking age and Social Security level for the Medicaid. Medicare, okay? Medicare, sorry. They both are money pits, though. The last time an actual audit right after I was born. And I was born in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think I want to go ahead and cut the show shorter and just deal with healthcare on this one and then fix the technical stuff that we have to take care of in the next week, John, talk about the Bundy situation, unless you want to cover that on Sunday.
I stay away from that because I don't know enough to sound intelligent on it.
Okay, well, then what I'll do...
I know that one. I'm not real clear on the...
Uh-huh. Gary Hunt just got arrested, so I really wanted to cover that. Freedom Outpost Journal is who's been covering it from the beginning. Just was arrested in infringement of First Amendment. I'll talk about that. Anyway, are there any other questions about the VA potentials? What do you see? Timeline that's coming up is going to be as soon as they go ahead and get all the other little kinks worked out and get the snakes out of the pit. Honest guys, April, May time frame is about when you're hard, okay?
All right.
So, you know, is it going to be completed by then? I don't know. But that's when you go ahead and really seeing things take off.
Okay. All right.
So, anyway, I'm surprised we did a longer show here.
It was an hour. That's close enough.
Wow. Whole hour. And nobody.
And you had a lot of people in the chat room, so I think it's going to close up once
quite
we work
bit.
Out everything.
Right.
So, I'll talk to you tomorrow, Don.
Okay. Oh,
Ladies of the Watch is back on tomorrow at 8 o'clock Central
8
time.
8 Central, 6 Pacific.
Yep. Central
yep.
time, 8 Pacific, 6. Julie's in charge of that one prepping, and I have an awesome recipe I'm bringing to that one tomorrow talking about rattlesnake and how to cook.
All right. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow then.
You're thinking I'm drunk? All right, guys, so we're going to go ahead and call it, and we will see you next week with better equipment.
Okay, guys, have a great night.
You too.
All right, thanks, guys.
Take it easy.
Welcome to Total Wine & More. It's much more than a wine store. It's the eighth wonder of the world.
When people talk about Total Wine & More, they get a little carried away. We're just a big, friendly place run by people with a passion for wine and beer. See, we travel the world to find the best wines from the best regions, and we sell them at the lowest prices anywhere.
And friendly, helpful experts at every turn.
You know what? Maybe we are the eighth wonder of the world.
Shop in store or online at TotalWine.com.